Join us now for episodes 2 and 3 of Fuller House.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I love this.
I could dance to this song forever, honestly.
Carly Jepsen is so good. Yeah, I feel like she's awesome at this song.
She is. She did a great job with this theme song. Yay! Hey, guys. Welcome back to Fuller House Season 2. I'm your host, Annika Michelle, and with me are my lovely co-hosts.
Yes. Hi, everyone. I'm Rachel Robillard. You can find me on all social media at @Rach_Robillard.
And I'm Andrea Fasano, and you guys can find me on all social media at Andy Fasano, Andy with an I.
There you go. Yeah. I'm excited. I'm going to say this. I haven't watched all the episodes yet because I don't
Likewise.
Like to know.
Me neither.
I don't like to know what's happening. I don't want to.
Plus, it confuses me when we
talk, when we're talking about it.
I'm like, wait, did that happen yet?
Yeah.
So we're on the same page.
Okay, so we're all on the same level. Yes. So if you guys have watched it, I mean, if we're guessing things that are not correct, bear with us. We have not seen it. So the first one we're going to be recapping is Mom's Interference.
Yes.
Season 2, Episode 2. And first of all, I have to say, like, I'm going to start this with this only because Alan Thicke is in this episode.
Yes.
And he passed away this week. So my heart goes out to him and his family. And ironically enough, I kid you not, you guys, when I saw this episode, when it came out on Friday, I watched this on Friday. And I was like, oh my God, we should reach out to Alan Thicke. He would totally come in next week. I swear that thought went in my head.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, Thursday. I'm sure he's like around town. Mm-hmm. You know, what has he got going on? Kid you not. It was like, I'm going to tweet him or I'm going to reach out to his publicist like next week. And then this happens. And I was like, oh my God, this is insane and so heartbreaking. So my thoughts to his
it is heartbreaking because growing pains, full
house,
like we all grew up at the same time with all these, and they probably grew up together, you know, like those shows and the casts of those shows. So I was just, first of all, I thought it was hilarious, his role on
his appearance,
like, what was with the voice and everything, but you know, Mike here but it was odd watching him because I watched it after I found out he passed away, and I was like, this is weird, like,
it's creepy,
it's very sad,
mm-hmm. And I have to say one more other thing. Stephanie is now going out with Kimmy's brother, Jimmy.
Jimmy Gibbler.
Okay, first of all, if y'all are a huge Full House fan like me, I've seen every episode maybe a million and a half times.
Yes, the OG
y'all
Fuller
will
House.
Remember this one, which I, you know, I caught this, like, you know, not consistency, but what's it called? Where, like, they're not consistent. I forgot what it's called, but you guys know what I'm talking about. Anyways, I caught something because if y'all remember in Full House, when Stephanie's trying to get her ears pierced, and then Kimmy's like, oh, I have the gun. My older brother works at the gun store because he had a job at the time.
That's funny.
Yes. And so she'd always, like, and then always, like, when they do sleepovers, like, Danny would be like, well, why can't you stay home with your brother? Because he was older.
Right.
And suddenly this show comes around. The older brother's nowhere to be found. There's now a younger brother that comes from out of nowhere that we don't know about.
Yeah.
And Stephanie has not seen, like, you know what I mean? It just cracked me up. But, I mean, it works. And I think, I don't know how many fans are that intense and remember all that from Full House, but I caught that and I was like, look at that consistency mistake.
Okay. I didn't realize it was the younger brother. I thought you're the same level. On
right.
You.
Okay.
Like, I thought
you guys are
that
both
didn't
good,
match up
because I forgot that completely.
Yeah.
But so. I have to say, doesn't he remind you of, like, the new Ashton Kutcher?
Yes!
That's what, like, we said
totally
last week.
Ashton Kutcher.
That's why Twitter is going crazy over his appearance.
It's
and they're
insane.
Casting so well.
It's insane. And I feel like even his mannerisms and the way that they dress him, like, wardrobe puts him in the outfits, it's like a Gibbler to the T.
Yes. And his body language.
Yes.
Like, he totally owns it.
And just awkward.
That's what I love about Fuller House in its entirety. The new kids. They really embrace the entire Full House, you know, everything.
Yeah.
The mantra that is Full House. They all act like fun. Even Ramona, when I first watched season one, I thought it was a little off of a character.
Yeah.
But she's great. Like, she's a good mix of the two of them. Like, when she has her quirky moments, you know? But I love it. Oh, I'm so obsessed.
And of course,
with
Kimmy's with a hot husband.
Yes.
I mean, like,
I know.
It's always like the nerds in high school or the, like, you know, the kind of awkward. Like, if you guys look back at your high school or whatever, you might be in high school right now watching this, but you know, like,
there you go.
You'll look back in life and be like, how in the world? Like, it's crazy. But overall, I really did enjoy this episode, other than, of course, like, the sadness of Alan Thicke not being around anymore. But I just laughed so hard that they brought they brought Alan Thicke as the date for DJ.
Yeah, I know.
And the way he played that.
Yeah.
And like I said, they probably do know each other in real life due to growing up together.
Exactly. On Growing Pains.
And so even when he had his arm around her and then they went back to the couch, I was like, that must have been such a hoot for them to film together.
Yeah.
Totally. But I just like tried to imagine it. But it was so funny. Every part of the show and the way they make fun of themselves and like every purposeful joke in the script is hilarious.
It is.
And you just get it. You're like, this is great.
Yeah. It's corny but cute.
So it corny.
It's very corny but cute.
With the laugh tracks in the back, that's my favorite.
So it's so turned up.
Yes. It's like
so turned up.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Good. And it was interesting to me that Steve's girlfriend, CJ, Siege, Deej.
I know, Siege.
They are like the same person.
They are the same person.
And which, again, I have not seen this. And I know I've seen like one episode after this, and it seems like things might be rekindling in another direction. But I will still stand by my word. I feel like Steve's going to win some kind of race in this point.
Is that what you think? Because that's what we were talking about last week, or just a couple days ago with the first episode. We were all talking about who will she pick? Who was her initial go-to? Was it Matt or Steve? And so in that aspect, well, you're team Steve?
I don't know. Well, I'm team I Switch. But
Team I Switch.
But like, I will say this. I had John Brotherton, who plays Matt, on for a spotlight on a couple weeks ago, and I tried to get like juicy.
Lucky you.
Yes. He said he'd come back, you guys. Don't worry.
Yeah, that's amazing. So
I try to like pull juicy details out of him, and of course, he can't say anything.
Right.
But he did say, I have not watched it, but he did say that DJ does definitely make a decision in this season.
Okay,
with one
there
of
is.
Us.
Good to know.
So yeah. I don't know who it is yet.
That was the cliffhanger last season.
Yes. And she makes a decision.
I felt like throughout the first episode, you're kind of like, did they just do that so that you
watch?
Like,
right.
And everything,
so
like, even when
season.
She whispers to Tommy, I'm like, so in her mind as an actor, I do this sometimes. Like, I think of what they're thinking.
Right.
I'm like, does she have someone in mind?
Like,
or is
like,
she just teasing
who
us?
She pick? You know, whispering to Tommy. And, and it's like, oh, what? Who? It's like, you want so bad to know.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to know.
Yeah.
I want to know.
I think the world wants to know. Here's the thing. I feel like Steve, they've gone to prom together.
Right.
They did that.
They have so much
they
history.
They grew up together. It's her first love. He's back in the picture. He's single. She's single. He's dating someone exactly like her. So obviously
which
DJ is her type.
Yes.
100%.
And he's not over her.
No.
It's
very clear.
Very clear.
And then I might have watched episode 4 to see another kind of rekindling going on with maybe not Steve, but
I feel like
I'm torn. Like, I like Matt as a person. I feel like it brings something different out of her, but I just like growing up with Full House, you just like you're rooting for them.
Yeah.
Like, everyone roots for, you know, Uncle Jesse and Aunt Becky to be married in real life. Like, people are like rooting for these two. Like, come on, you're both single. He loves the kids. He loves you. He knows
he's
your crazy
family.
And he's,
you know?
He's been sticking around for this long,
you
know? Like, wow, he must really like DJing the family, the whole Tanner family, if he's around for that long.
My goodness.
Like, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you brought up the girlfriends, because the actress that plays Matt's girlfriend, Gianna, she actually was in an acting class with me.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, earlier this year. And so I'm watching Fuller House, and I'm looking at this girl's beautiful.
Right.
Yes. She's a beautiful girl. So I'm looking at it, and I'm like, where's she from? Like, what other shows? And then I realized she did the split, and I realized that in our class she was like, I was somebody who could do what they asked you know, what they needed. I guess they wrote that in the script, and she was like, I could walk on my hands. And I was like, get out of here.
Wow. And that's how she got it. Like,
yes,
that's
that
one
crazy?
Of the main factors is like, do you know how to walk on your hands?
Absolutely.
Doing handstand, look like you can do Pilates and yoga.
Yep,
check.
I thought that was such a cool behind the scenes story.
Awesome.
And when I remembered it, it kind of clicked, because I haven't done the class for like quite a few months now. Totally forgetting that this is coming out, and she told the class that story. I was
that's
like, this
amazing.
Is great. And then I was psyched to come on here and share that with
you
guys.
That's really neat.
That's really cool.
I know, I was excited for her. Nice, solid, I mean, for what we saw, a nice solid 2 episodes for her.
Yes.
So that was awesome.
Yes.
And potential more to come. I assume she's
going
to come back.
Yeah.
I think they're going to make another appearance again.
Yes, they have to before they can't just drop them.
No,
I feel like CJ will definitely
be around
it's and kind of toy with that.
Yeah.
Hey,
right?
Look, our hair is the same, the same color, the same light, the same waves.
Same
and it's
everything.
Like, oh my gosh, you guys are the
Siege.
Same person.
Mm-hmm.
They both made the same flashcards for the game. I'm like, what?
right.
Who does this? I mean, they do, but you know. Yeah.
Whereas yep. DJ saw that as a competition, CJ was like, oh my gosh, samesies. Yeah. And she's like,
DJ's like not feeling it. Yeah. But speaking of other relationships, Jackson and Lola.
Yes.
We need to talk about them because Jackson, you know, is trying out for the football team, is on the football team now. DJ is not very supportive of it, you know, being the mom.
Right,
so
of course it's scary.
What do y'all think about him being on the team? Why would he want to do that? Obviously, it was to impress Lola.
Yeah.
But Lola didn't care.
But.
At all.
No.
Yeah, I feel like it is for sure impressed Lola. And I feel like she cared enough to listen to Kimmy and DJ and Stephanie to go and tell him, you don't need to do this to me, I'm already impressed by you. Because I feel like if she didn't care, she'd be like, I don't care if he gets a crush and bye.
Yeah, right?
You know? So I feel like she cares for him enough to do that. And I will say this. I had Michael Campion, who plays Jackson on last season of this Fuller House. He came on as a guest because he lives in Florida.
Awesome.
He lives in Orlando, so they're not here right now, so obviously he couldn't come. But he came last season. Because they were out here shooting, and he did tell me that he did get his first kiss on camera.
Oh, wow.
Like, his first ever kiss. You know what I mean? Yeah. And, like, they were like, okay, you need to do this. And he's like, I don't have any I don't know.
I don't know how to do it. Oh, my God.
And so, like, his first kiss is, like, on camera.
Yeah,
which makes me
love that.
Yeah. So, I feel like she does care about him and maybe doesn't want Ramona to know, maybe doesn't want...
Interesting.
You know, that's my take from it.
I thought it was some good foreshadowing that she did go in there.
Right?
And then also with the whole, well, what kind of guys do you like? Instead of shutting him down, she was like, I like ones who don't try so hard.
Yeah.
Like,
giving a little courage, giving a little space. Advice.
Yes.
And speaking of first kisses, Ramona got her first kiss.
She did.
On
next
the third
one.
Episode.
Yeah, she did. But with, I have to say about this one, the... You know, he's obviously doing that to impress to impress Lola. Have you guys ever done something to impress somebody that you like took up a hobby that you like
good
lied about
question.
Or like what? Like, you know, he's taking up football because he wants to impress. Like, have you like? Oh my God, I love.
I mean, I love
gardening.
I don't know.
I don't think so. I think that like I may overspeak on like whatever I've done to just be
a little more enthusiastic.
I'm totally into
it's
that.
It's like, do you watch the NBA? Yeah, I love the NBA. Oh, who's your favorite team? Who's your favorite player? What's, you know, what their favorite color?
Right.
Or
and
if
it's like,
you know, like, one
I've just
thing
watched
about
the Dallas Mavericks
player.
One time.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
You know, it's like,
that last game was like awesome.
Yeah.
And then one fact that you heard you're like, whatever Jones totally dunked that ball. And the guy's like, wow, you really know what you're talking about. You're like,
thank you, ESPN on Twitter.
We need to watch it tomorrow.
So true. I feel like most girls kind of like elaborate on the sports thing because guys are into that and they're trying to like, oh my God, look, I know it's a touchdown. It's, you know, I know what a sport I'm watching, but I just thought that was funny and I was like, I wonder if they've done anything to lie to their.
Right. Have you? Have you done anything to
I think
to
just
impress?
More of those like sports.
Okay. Like, that's like the only thing so I can funny. Really pick up on.
Or like gone to a game when I know nothing and I'm just pretending like, oh my God, that was like a.
Oh, hilarious.
Yeah, like, you know, like, that's great.
That's great.
That's so funny.
Yeah, no, I think it's mostly girls do, like, I haven't taken up a crazy hobby or anything for somebody.
No.
That's not that intense, you know?
Right. Because you have to be yourself.
You do.
Yes, totally.
You do.
That's what it comes down to. And that's fortunately Lola is, you know, emphasizing that to Jackson and how Jackson's like, well, what do you like? And it's all sweet things, you know? And and Lola was here last week.
Yeah,
Ashley,
how was that?
She was so much fun. She was so sweet.
Was she?
So energetic and just had always something to say, which is really neat.
That's
because
good.
I know this can be really intimidating to some people. And she was just, she was on board with
that's
us.
That's awesome.
Yeah, she was really great.
That's awesome. I'm glad you guys had fun. But on your segue, the next episode was Ramona's not so epic first kiss.
Right. I thought it was actually pretty epic.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she kind of went in
twice.
For it.
They kissed two times.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
I loved how chill she was in the beginning, and then it totally flipped the script
for
me in the episode that she became typical girl.
Right.
Which is so relatable on any level for us. It's like anything, you're just like, I didn't even like him. No, I like him! It's just the way it goes with your hormones, and you think that you know, like, I thought that was
crazy.
Really cute. I thought that was cute.
Yes.
And I really thought it was cute that, Max was helping him her pick out the outfit.
Yeah, Max was.
Flats? You don't have any
chunky.
Wet, chunky heels? Like, I was like, this kid needs his own reality show.
He's amazing.
Totally. Right now. Yep. Totally. I would watch it. Mm-hmm. I would watch this child's reality show.
He's my spirit animal.
He is hilarious.
He is hands down my spirit animal.
Oh my gosh. And like, I thought it was very sweet that even though they're not brother and sister, he kind of acts like her brother and protects her in the end whenever he shows up. Okay, first of all.
Popco?
What like you're popping popcorn?
What is that name? What is that name?
No idea. No idea.
Popco, whatever his name was.
I loved when Ramona's dad, though, went off in Spanish on him. And I was waiting. I was like, does this kid, are we supposed to know if he hears and understands what he's saying?
Just like, whoa.
That was amazing.
I feel like it's better if he doesn't know. Yeah, it's like, I have no idea what you just said, but oh my God, I'm scared for my life right now, you know? But, and, you know, of course, like, she's like, oh my God, it's a date. He, like, asked, like, she's thinking so much into her. He didn't really ask her out. He asked, you know, Jackson, does she want to come to the movies with us?
With us.
With
as
us.
A group.
Right. Yeah. But some girls, you know, they take people, a little
I would have that go. Easy. Yeah. And that's an easy mistake. Easy mistake.
Because they just kissed.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Exactly. You know what's something funny about that that really registered with me, which is hilarious to be like, I totally related to Fuller House. Yeah. But like, I was seriously watching it. And when Ramona said something about kissing, and then Popco said, like, oh, how many boys have you kissed? And she said, like, none of your business.
Right.
And he was like, so that means nothing. When I was a little girl, I would have flipped out. I would have been so embarrassed and I would have just been mad. And the way that they had her handle that and be like, there is nobody wanting. I thought that was so mature.
Yeah.
And it's such a positive reinforcement to show to girls, young girls.
Right.
Because you should stand up for yourself. Yeah. Instead, I'll admit this, I used to get embarrassed.
Right.
And like walk away or hide away and then talk or cry or whatever. Yeah. And instead she like said that, but then she still had her girl moment. I thought that was so awesome because it was positive like reinforcement to stand up for yourself, but then also have that like, well, you're still just a girl and you have these feelings and you just admit them.
Yeah, but I'm curious why he initiated the first kiss with her if he was already talking to someone else. That's what I think.
Or maybe like,
I don't know.
That's true.
Like, that was like, oh wait, you kind of are talking to someone.
Those are kids.
He's guys not thinking. It's guys I'm gonna get a kiss from her.
Okay. Still not supportive of that.
Yeah. No, absolutely not.
No, that's not okay. No, no matter the age.
No, exactly.
I don't care if you're 30. Do not do that to somebody. If you're dating someone else, please.
No.
But it's so funny because you could tell like the girl that they picked to be his girlfriend, like, is just an extra. And, she just has no lines. And she just,
just smiling.
And, like, as they're just, like, kind of, like, wait, what's going on here? And Max is, like, standing up for him. And, like, she's just, like, I'm, like, give her a line. I need her to say something. Like, we met last week.
Right.
Something.
Right. Or even, like, look at him, like, I'm sorry, what happened? Like,
yeah, exactly. She's, like, she didn't even really react. It's
she just kind of smiled.
I would have been, like, huh? Wait, what? And then that, I feel like that, there should have been some stir. I think there should have been some more stir to Snorio.
Gregorio from
Greece.
Like, excuse me? You know?
You said what?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Y'all did what? On this couch?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
So, it's crazy.
Agreed.
And then, so I'm glad she got her first kiss, but she had two kind of back to back.
Yeah, back to back. Mm-hmm. That's a little more emotion. That's why I feel like that's the reason why she did a second, or not the reason why, but the fact that she did a second kiss, I understand why she kind of grew a little more attached.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens. I mean, what about y'all? Like, I mean, your first kiss, we all remember kiss.
We all do.
And how, you know, that's like, oh, like,
it's like, oh my gosh,
sparkles,
But I love that the girls went on after to talk about how, like, they were all horrible. Like, they were, you know.
So relatable.
It is. Because it's really great. Like, you know, it's great in that moment because you did it. Yeah. But in that, like,
it's
looking
a hump
back,
you got over. But at the same time, you're like, and
that's it.
And I love how they did flashbacks to the Full House episodes. It was perfect. Oh, it was so good.
It's great. But another thing, which I have to ask if y'all did ever in your life, but the girls decide to have a girls' night out. Meanwhile, as this is going on with the youngins, the girls like, well, you need a night out. You need to find you a guy. We need to go. We're going to crash some wedding.
Oh, my gosh.
First of all, I have to say that DJ's dress, I was like, where did you get that Bloomingdale's?
So gorgeous.
I need to find that and I need to wear it next
wardrobe
week.
Wardrobe throughout
the whole
show.
Season.
Everything. Simple things. Like, that's why I wore my denim top because I love her. Like, she wears the comfortable but cute. Yeah. Like,
she looks super cute.
The shoes she's wearing, the wet little wedges she's wearing. Whoever's her stylist and her hair. Yes. That little ponytail.
Yeah. She's not going to be single for a little long dressing like that. I will tell you, she will not be single for long. Those two boys are already in it.
Yes.
But she, they go to the wedding, they crash the wedding, they're, you know, having fun, dancing, being sisters, blah, blah, blah. She meets, like, this great guy, mm-hmm. and she's like, oh my god, I can't believe I met him, he's so cute, we're gonna go to dinner.
Exchange numbers.
Exchange numbers. Yeah, this is great. We're dancing Irish dances together, like, he knows the steps.
Yes.
I want to be Mrs. Michael Flatley, we're almost there, you know, like, and then he turns out to be gay, and I feel like...
I thought that was such a great answer to what happened. Like,
yeah,
exactly. It was unexpected. I didn't expect it.
Incredibly unexpected. Yeah. I was not. I mean, he was so cute too. So I was like, yes, a new person, start fresh, and that's what happened.
The other two have girlfriends. You get distracted by this one. Right. Please go ahead. But I think that they're purposely not giving her someone so that she can go back to those two.
Yes. That's definitely a great prediction.
I do. I think that if she had somebody, it'd be harder because then three people or two people, three relationships have to be broken up. Yes. Whereas one's already single. Yep. Only one has to dismember. And doesn't look like it's going too far with Matt and that girl. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Just the reactions he would give sometimes, like, come on, it's the three of us, you know? And she's like, a third wheel. And he just kind of looks at her. He's not looking at his girlfriend. He's looking at DJ. And I was like, I see where this is going. I know where this is going.
I see the chemistry. It's still there.
Yeah.
Totally there.
But have you guys ever crashed a wedding yourself?
No, I have not. When they did that, I'm like, I should put that on my bucket list. That you can easily
Especially do that.
I know. I've never done that. And that's something, I mean... I need to do that.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you have.
I have, but by complete accident, honestly. Like, we were out somewhere, and we were, like, me and my friend were dressed up, and, like, there was a wedding going on, and he was like, do you want to crash it? And I was like, wait, what? And, like, before we could think, we were in the reception and just, like, dancing and just, like, but we were, like, the only non-Asian people there. So
y'all stood out, like, sore thumbs.
And we're both really tall, so we're just, like, you know, they're like, who are these people? No one kicked us out. We danced a few songs, grabbed a few appetizers, and off. Like, it was hilarious.
Yeah, funny. I love that. Have you?
I want to say I technically have, where someone gave, like, a verbal invite, but it wasn't a formal invitation, and it was a, like, teacher figure, and so when he got married, like, we were all lifeguards, and so we worked together, we just went as a group, and we were we're coming to your wedding.
Yeah, we're coming, regardless if we're really invited.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, y'all knew each other.
We had a great time. We did know each other.
Yeah.
But then I've also had, we have a lot of halls where I'm from, where mm-hmm. they do certain, like, different weddings at different, in different banquet halls, but in the same venue. And so there was definitely one or more times that we, like, strayed from whatever party we were at and looked at the other one.
Okay.
Like, a lot of bar and pop mitzvahs went on in those same places.
Oh, like, that would make some people
go to a different party and just be like, whatever, we're all kids. Nobody
knows.
Yeah.
You know?
Crashing is definitely, I feel like I need to do it when I'm more prepared. Like, this is like a spur of the moment. Like, it's going on. We're going to go do this. Yeah, I'm hungry. Let's go. There's food.
There's food.
And dance, grab some food. And dance.
That's funny.
Champagne, if you don't sit down, you're fine. Because once you sit is when they know that you're not there.
People talk to you. Yes, you just... Yeah, they were like, exactly.
Wait, what table are you at? We're just, you know, gonna dance online.
Uh-huh.
So,
an open bar.
Yeah.
You gotta find the one with the open bar.
Because how do you find out about weddings? Like, how?
I feel like if you just drive down.
Just go to a nice venue. Mm-hmm. Just dress up and go.
Yeah.
Can you imagine going to one in, like, Malibu or something?
Oh,
where it's just like,
that's where I crashed my first one.
We might be all next week coming back with the story because we'll be in Malibu crashing a wedding and a Christmas party. It'll be great.
And isn't it? It's true that the majority of people at weddings, that you meet people and, like, you start dating people based on weddings, like, because of family togetherness, and so
it's true.
Go there and meet a boo. Yeah. That's what DJ tried to do.
She tried. And I really, like, I did want it to work out for him, but I see why it didn't. I see why they had to cut him off so that there was no communication with her, like, oh, maybe let's go on a first date. There was not even that option.
Mm-mm.
It was cut fast.
Yeah.
And I think it was cut before they even exchanged numbers, because she's like, I'm going to get the number. And then, like, you know, the bride and groom are like, who are you? Who are you here with? Okay, we got to go. Bye.
Yep.
You know?
Hello, she was like, the soup ladle's from us.
Yeah. The soup ladle's from us.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Cute.
It's
so cute.
It was
cute.
So cute.
Yeah. I liked it. I liked these two episodes, and I can't wait to see the rest. I mean, saw next week's, but...
Yeah.
Only one.
The writers always come full circle, and that's what makes me laugh, I think, the most. That they just, like, they have an answer to everything.
Even
the dance. The fact that those two, and Stephanie is just doing it, and she's getting knocked around.
I thought it was hilarious. Stephanie was so funny.
So funny. She's one of my favorite characters.
Really?
I'm going to put this out there. I was not a huge Stephanie fan when we were younger.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, really? On Full House, Stephanie wasn't.
She was not my number one.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, the whole How Rude, so cute, so funny. Right. But as an adult, she is one of my favorite characters in this show. Yeah. She is so funny, so timely. And I love her story.
She does. She's come a long way.
Oh, she has.
She's come a very long way.
She's pretty funny. For sure.
I like it. I can't wait to see what happens this season. And I really hope DJ makes a decision and they stick to it. But I don't want the other person to get out. I want the other person, like, I want this love triangle to kind of not go on, but yeah. I don't want, if DJ picks Steve, I don't want Matt to be out. If DJ picks Matt, I don't want Steve to be out. And I want them all to be there.
Right. Because they're both, like, best friends now.
Yeah, the bromance is out of control. Yeah.
Or Matt, not Max. Max. Max is my favorite. When you said we're Stephanie's your favorite. Max, funny. It's my spirit animal.
Max is totally He's my awesome.
Favorite.
So funny.
He's my favorite. Who's your favorite?
From the current, the new cast or the old cast?
We can do new first, and then let me know.
New, I would say Max.
Okay.
And older, y'all can't blame me. You know who I like. Mr. John Stamos, Uncle Jesse.
Oh, Jesse.
He always been. Uncle Jesse. Mercy. I mean, like, I can't. I have to say that, so.
Stephanie was actually mine for the old one.
Now, question, are you a younger sister?
I'm an older sister.
So me too. So that's why I think I always identified with DJ.
I did identify with DJ.
But why I probably, who knows. But that's interesting.
Yeah, yeah. That's funny.
How rude.
Yeah, yeah. I go between John Stamos and DJ just because of the stuff she got into.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But really fun. Oh my gosh.
I like
this show. I'm so glad it's back.
I know, me too.
I just wish Mary-Kate and Ashley would make an appearance.
I mean, they only need one.
Just one. And I think it would really help their ratings. I think it would just help on all aspects, you know, with character development and just, you know, just being a part because they grew up on that show. Mm-hmm. So for them to make an appearance on season two, it would just,
I mean, even
season three,
even Blake and two, I can't, the Blake and Tuami, Tommy, he spells
oh
it
yeah
weird.
Yeah
the Alex and Nikki, you know, like, they haven't done really much since Full House. They were babies on that. What they've been doing, like, running around after Uncle Jesse and Becky, like, they are even back. So I feel like, hello, you cannot use the acting thing as your excuse. You have done home videos, you had your own series, you had Two of a Kind, you had It Takes Two, like, you had many more acting things than half the cast of Full House has been off the air for you know, years, and not using that as an excuse to take an acting class. You can have, like, I don't know.
They don't even need to.
No,
they just need to be there.
Their cheers and audience. Well, everybody will go crazy. The media will go crazy.
Yeah,
I'll go
crazy. It happens for season three. That's my prediction.
I haven't seen all these episodes, but I do know that they throw some shade at them this season too.
Really?
Like, you know how in the first season, first episode. Broke the wall. I heard they do something similar, maybe in the holiday episodes when they're not there.
I think that's funny.
Okay, yeah, because when Ashley was in studio, she did say there was a New Year's Eve or some kind of celebration towards the end, and so maybe that's the time they would do that.
Yeah, I know kind of something got thrown at one of the holidays, but this is the season that they celebrate every holiday, so I'm not sure which one.
Yeah,
Halloween, Thanksgiving, was happening. Yeah. So I've seen the Halloween. It's not the Halloween one, but there's Thanksgiving, there's Christmas, there's New Year, there's, you know, one of them is going to be some shade thrown at them.
But I love that. That's definition Full House, coming together for the holidays. Yeah. And I'm glad they are doing that, because that's Full House in a nutshell. Yeah, everyone come together.
Yeah.
The marketing for that was great, too, especially releing it now.
The holidays.
Around the holidays.
Yeah, when everyone's home.
She's got the cute hat on and stuff, the sweaters. I follow DJ. Candace Cameron Bure on Instagram, and I just love her.
She's great.
Like, she is killing it right now, and I'm just like, where did she go for the time being? But, like, who cares? She's been doing so much now.
She really has.
And she's such a positive role model, and I really feel like I see a lot of that in her in this role of DJ, and I'm like, so proud of her. I don't know her from a hole in the wall, but, like, it's such a good role, and it's such a fun character, and she plays it amazingly. Yeah. So,
because she's on the Hallmark channel now, and she actually just left The View. But I think we were talking about it last time, how maybe it was a great move for her, because she is so much more in the spotlight now.
She is.
And it's a lot of pressure being on those panels on The View, having to talk about your honesty and people misconstrue, get negative comments based on that. So I think, you know, she's doing great.
She's doing the bi-coastal thing and leaving.
That's why she said she's leaving, though.
Yes.
Well, her kids are older, like high school, but still, they want their mom around. And the husband is like, hello, I'm married to you.
Yeah.
Which I have to say, if you guys do not know this fact, who introduced her to her husband is Dave Coulier.
Yes.
Joey, because they played hockey together. And she's like, that's I should meet this guy. Yeah, and then next thing, you know, it's like the love of her life and that's it. But how cute is that? Like, that's such an uncle thing to do.
Oh,
like, you should, like, you know, come on, come to my hockey game. Yeah. But honest to God, I have interviewed everyone in this cast except for Jodie Sweetin, who plays Stephanie, and of course the Olsen twins, but everybody else, not Fuller House, I'm talking about the old cast, like Full House cast.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Every single, this is my, hands down, I will say this, this is my favorite cast to interview. They are all so sweet, all so humble, all so nice. Like, I've interviewed a couple of them a few times on different carpets, and they're always Monica, Layla, they're just the nicest.
How cool.
Nicest people on earth. Like, and you could tell it's genuine. It's not like, we're going to be nice for the camera, like,
which
it's not that at all. It's just genuinely, like, nice, humble people who will talk to you on the carpet and come to you, and, like, the publicist might say no or they're not doing questions. They still come. I'm going to talk to you. Like, I don't know. They are honestly, like, my favorite cast that I've interviewed on, like, different events time and time again.
Cool.
So I hope we can get
some more in here. Yeah, I'm excited to get some more in here.
Yeah.
We will.
Yeah, I think it'll happen. I think it will. Help us, guys. Tweet at them. Tell them to come in.
Tell them to come on here.
But, yeah, do you have any last-minute notes you want to add in before we wrap it up?
Hmm. What was y'all's favorite part about these last two episodes?
Like,
what,
that's a good question.
What stood out to you?
I like the dancing in this episode of the wedding, because I feel like, if y'all remember last year, they did the Bollywood dance, and they're incorporating that a lot more.
Yes.
And, John did say that Stephanie, and obviously, Ramona, the girl who plays Ramona, is actually a dancer, which is why you see her kind of, like, doing a little dance move, and they try to incorporate things that they're good at into the show.
Why not?
Great. Yes. You know? Great.
It's just gonna make it better. Yeah.
So, I like the dancing, honestly, and I love DJ's dress, so if y'all can tweet me where that dress is, like, if you don't need it for next season, girl, I will take it off your hands.
Right? I said the same thing. It's so true. I think my favorite part was the game night.
Yeah.
Because I'm such a freaking competitor, and, like, when it's fun to see the how charades. They made each it was like a form of taboo charades, like all of them, so it was fun to see how each couple they made, like, either the two who just answered one question and then they were like lovey-dovey, like and then when Jodie Sweetin and her Jimmy got up, I was like, that's amazing, because, like, if I've ever had that connection with something, like, one of my friends, we do game night, and we both do that, like, all you have to say is one word, and she gets it, and I'm like, we jump all over each other. Clearly, you can see. I'm excited. She's very excited game about night, guys. It. So clearly, that was my favorite.
Yeah, that's great.
It's so good. Funny. Really fun. What a good show.
It is.
Yeah.
A good
show. About your favorite?
My favorite. I loved the wedding. I think the wedding was really funny, and I think it was a great change of scenery too, because we are in the house a lot,
all the time,
a lot, and I love that house, I love that couch, I love it all. But it's nice to get a change of pace, and going to the wedding was really cool, because the last time the girls went out was last season, they went to the bar
and that was awesome.
That was
again dancing. I love it.
I like that Kimmy didn't go with them.
I'm
glad that she wasn't there this time, even though they're the wolf pack or whatever. I'm like, wolf pack. I'm glad, because it showed a different side of just the sisters. And just like that reliability and that trust that, like, I DJ agree. Had with you know,
well, I
Stephanie.
Think they mentioned something about her not going is because somebody had to watch the baby.
Because
Stephanie's like, because she's like, I can't, who's gonna watch the, you know, the Tommy, and she's like, Kimmy will do it, like, we've done, you know what I mean, like, I think they kind of threw that out there, which I agree, I do like that it was sister night. I mean, no offense to Kimmy, she's amazing, but I think...
No, just for story.
For the story.
Just to show that it's not, like, always the three of them. Right.
Exactly. And speaking of the wolf pack, Ramona is
is
a newcomer, is, like, a wolf pack in training memory. Like, that's pretty cool. I think that's cool.
I like it. I like it. I liked it all. I cannot wait for the rest of the season.
And the fact that Ramona was like, oh, I love having three moms.
Was really sweet.
It's very cute. I have to say this before we completely wrap it up. A little bit of news if you haven't heard. Jeff Franklin, the creator of Full House and executive producer, bought the Full House in San Francisco So I'm just saying, y'all, like, I'm wondering if he's going to decorate it like Full House. Yep. Like, what's the inside going to look like? You know
he's
what I mean?
He's obsessed with it, too, right? I read an article about
that. Yeah, the whole cast was there for the ribbon cut-in, the cute. Key hand-in. I was like, so y'all, if you're going to, I mean, you know, just, I mean, he doesn't live there, obviously. He just bought it, but.
He painted the door back.
Did Is that he? What he yeah. did?
The door was not a red color.
Red? Yeah,
and so immediately the first thing that he did was paint it back.
So you know there's going to be a lot more people. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, like, one of the cast was, like, there, you know, to do signing. So they, like, I think they were, like, inside the house. And I read this article. I didn't see any photos about this. But I read, like, the cast was inside the house and people were coming to take pictures. So they would just kind of pop out one at a time. Mm. And, like, photobomb their, like, hey, like, we're here. And then, like, go back, like, you know, like, kind of photobomb these, like, tourist photos.
That is so funny. I'm like, funny.
Can y'all photobomb my photo? Yeah, like, I'm coming. I'll tweet you the dates. Let's all do this, you know? But yeah. I thought that was cute. I thought that was a really cute way to, like, surprise people. But
it's hilarious.
Yeah, they like, look back, like, wait, where'd you go? Come back, you know? But yeah, I really liked it. I can't wait for the rest of the season. I think it's going to be great. And hopefully, fingers crossed, y'all, the holidays are kind of messing us up with the scheduling and the booking of people. But fingers crossed, they are in town and they will come. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you want to tell them where they can find you?
Yeah, I'll start. You guys, make sure you check me out on all social media, especially through the holidays.
Yeah.
At Andy Fasano, mainly on Instagram and Twitter.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I'm Rachel Robillard, and Rach_Robillard is my handle. That's where you can find me.
And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at AnikaMichelle1 and my website, AnikaMichelle.com. Thanks for tuning in, you guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.